All right. Even though. I feel like they need me. Which is really funny. Because I'm not changing anything. I'm not God. I can't make it better.
I
can't fix anybody.
Can't
even control my own thoughts. Can't even take a break. So I don't know why they think they need me. What can I give them? Reassurance? I can't even reassure myself. What can I give them? Peace? I can't even find that myself.
This belief
that I'm getting all used up. I wonder if it's true. What are they receiving from me that I perceive I'm going to run out of? I really want a different experience. I don't want my dad to die. I'm not ready yet. All the unresolved stuff. I'm not ready. I don't want to deal with it. Mentally. Emotionally. Not just me. But everybody. I'm not ready. And my sister's stuff. Am I really my sister's keeper?
All the ways I'm believing.
I have to give.
But what am I really giving?
It doesn't feel powerful to me.
It doesn't feel powerful to me.
I feel used up.
I don't feel like I'm making
progress.
I don't have anything to give.
If I had something to give,
I'd give it to myself first.
Like oxygen on a plane.
This sensation
that I am overwhelmed.
This agreement
at whatever level it's been made at.
Where we all tell the same story.
That they need me.
To decide.
To organize.
To answer to.
That they all need me.
For reassurance.
Is it true?
If it was true,
everyone would feel better already.
This belief
that they need me
for something that's out of my control.
I really want to have closure
with that belief now.
I do want to help.
But the truth is,
this is out of my control.
If I could fix it,
I would have fixed it already.
This perception,
this exchange of energy,
that I have something they need,
and I'm running out of whatever it is.
I really want to let that go.
I want to see
that even as I am connected
to my family,
to my future,
to the loss I will certainly experience,
that the truth is,
I am
the most important person
in my life.
And the truth is,
even connected
to God,
to my family,
to my friends,
to humanity,
to this planet,
in most things,
I'm truly alone.
In grief,
I will be alone.
In exhaustion,
I am truly alone.
And it freaks me out,
at some level,
that in death,
my father
will be absolutely alone.
At some level.
And my sister,
and the decision she needs to make,
no matter what I give,
no matter what I think,
no matter what I know,
She is alone.
She is alone.
And that only she can empower herself and change the course of her life in a powerful way. If I could give it to her, I would. If I could take some of the burden,
I might.
But the truth is,
as connected as we are
in the human experience,
in
the really big things,
we are alone.
And I want to bring my focus and attention
to me.
They may always perceive they need something from me. And that's so sad.
If I had it to give,
everyone would feel better.
I would fix it.
I would have the answers.
I would organize it.
I want to bring my focus back to me.
How do I serve?
How do I contribute? In a way
that doesn't drain me.
What am I
here to be,
here to experience
at this crazy stressful time?
I can't change my sister.
I can't change my father.
I can't turn back time.
I can't wave a magic wand.
I want to have clarity.
Who am I
in this circumstance?
This is very difficult.
This is very intense.
This is very overwhelming.
Life situation.
Today.
I am not what they need.
If I was,
would have fixed it.
I want to bring my focus and my attention
to me.
Whatever they perceive they need.
I want to witness them in their experience
and not feel drained by it.
I can only do
so much physical action.
I can only say so many words.
I can only be in one place at a time.
I can only make the decisions
one at a time.
This sense
of being overwhelmed and used up,
is it true?
It has felt true to me.
And today I want a different experience.
I'm afraid.
A lot of change is happening.
And unfortunately,
it's not the change I want.
And I have no control over it.
Nothing is being taken from me
that I can change.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I could release this perception,
this emotional agreement
that we somehow fell into?
They believe they need me.
And I feel used up.
Is it really true?
What can they take from me
that I wouldn't give anyway?
All the ways
they're seeking,
and I'm perceiving I have the answers.
And any way I have contributed
to that paradigm.
I forgive myself.
And any attachment
to being the one in the family
that's always needed,
I'd like to let that go today.
I love my family,
even when they're unlovable.
And I do want to help.
And now I want clarity.
And I want alignment.
And I want congruence.
With what's really going on.
So much change is coming quickly.
And none of us know how to be in it.
Because we haven't been in it before.
Exactly like this.
And all their need that I'm feeling.
And all their fear that I'm feeling.
I want to acknowledge it.
Validate it.
And separate
myself, from this belief, that they need something from me, and they're taking it, and I'm getting all used up. If I could give, I would give. If I could ease their worry, if I could change their stress levels, I would have done it already. However, I am participating in this sense of being overwhelmed, of being used, of being disrespected. I just want to let that go. I need all my energy to deal with my emotional space and all the changes that are going on. I am so much more than my father's daughter. I am so much more than my sister's sister. I want to remember right now that I am in a very tough circumstance, and I don't like it. And if I could change it, I would change it. And I want to give myself permission to feel aligned with me right where I am. I want to witness the pain of my family with compassion. And if I do have words or actions or any way I can make a positive change, I can trust myself to do that. And now I want to realign to who I really am. Of course they turned to me. If they suddenly stopped, I'm not sure how I would feel. Rejected? Criticized? Alone? Whatever this setup is, I don't know if it can change right now. So wouldn't it be nice if I could reconnect to me? If I could be what I needed? If I could know my strengths and also know that they're not meaning to hurt me. They don't really want to use me up. They're only lost in their emotion. Their fear. And we're playing childhood patterns that I agreed to long ago. It's not personal. I don't need to bleed energetically for them, with them. I would if it helped them feel better, if it helped them make the right choices, if it gave them peace. But the truth is, it doesn't. I'd like to bring all my focus and attention to me, to be what I need in my mind, in my heart, to do my own personal work of comforting me, of finding peace within me, of facing my fears, and remembering the strength of me. And in that path of knowing myself, showing up for myself, my family will also receive. Courage is always a positive energy that affects many. Peace is more powerful than fear. I want to bring my focus and my attention to me, to who I can be in my mind, in my body, in my thoughts, in my words, in my actions, who I can be in this really difficult time. I am not the one who can change things for my father, my sister, anyone else. I can only manage myself in this very stressful situation and do the best I can do. One decision one word,
one action,
at a time. And the truth is,
I have a history
of doing the right thing.
And that's why they think they need me.
And I wish I had it to give.
I want to trust me.
I want to refuel me.
Recharge me.
On all that I have gotten right.
If it is there.
For me to do
that will make a positive difference.
The truth is, I would do it.
I'd like to disengage
energetically
to all drains
that aren't helping anyone.
I want to witness my dad
at the end of his earth life
in a loving,
compassionate
way.
Even if I don't understand.
I don't understand him.
I don't understand life.
And I don't understand death.
But I still want to show up.
In peace.
In compassion.
In acceptance.
Because if there was something I could do
to change the circumstance for everyone,
I would have already have done it.
I want to turn my focus and my attention
to me.
How can I refuel me?
How can I witness the old paradigms?
The old habitual patterns
of my family,
where everyone goes to me.
How can I witness that with love?
And give myself permission
to energetically disengage.
Fully aware
that I will take
all right action
because that's what I do.
I don't need to feel overwhelmed.
I don't need to believe I'm disrespected.
I can witness their confusion,
their desperation,
their fear,
and not respond
from that level.
I want to witness their chaos
and love them anyway.
If it was mine to fix,
I already would have.
I give myself permission
to be fully present
with myself
and allow them
to experience
a different frequency
because of the peace
I'm committed to creating
with the only person I can,
myself.
I am enough.
I am enough.
Okay, big breath.